This is Purple Radio on demand.
Well, in that case, for those listeners who are just joining us now, that should be all of them. Welcome to the Dads Podcast. I am your, well, I'm co-hosting. I'm the president, Gabriel D'Souza. I'm joined by my co-host.
Will, and you're the main host. We know this.
Apparently, I'm the main host. Apparently, we knew this already. But more importantly than either of us, I mean, frankly, we're old news. We're old change. You've heard our voices before. It doesn't matter. We are joined by a true legend. A granddad from the formative exec of dads, in fact. And our guest, very honoured indeed, as we are, is, would you mind?
Jamila Smith-Joseph. Very, very lovely to be here. Thank you so much.
Excellent. Will, would you say you have any strong perspectives on languages? Or
am I the starter here?
Well, I mean, I guess I'm just getting a bit of an idea of where we all stand, and then I'll read out the thesis.
Yeah, no, because I kind of have like, I don't want to spoil it. I've got like a perspective that's literally just me. So,
okay, good. That's what I like to hear. This is very kindly written by our guest, returning once again to do another dad's thesis. The question is there value to learning other languages? With English as the de facto lingua franca, there's been a proliferation in non-native speakers having a high level of English. This is coupled with a decline in British nationals learning a second language, estimated to be between a third and a quarter of the population. Should this be allowed to continue as the status quo? There are arguments to be made for how speaking multiple languages can help us think differently and expand our knowledge and understanding of one another. Conversely, are educational resources better placed in different disciplines? And in terms of broadening horizons, is learning a language any different to honing a different skill, such as an instrument? Now, I feel like the right place to start is, Jamila, what are your opening thoughts on the topic? Since
this is something I feel very strongly about. I think we should be making, British nationals, natives, should be making an effort to learn multiple languages. Just because everyone speaks English does not mean we should not be learning French, Spanish, Chinese.
I'd like to know what's the scope of, like, how many people, like, what percentage of Britain should this apply to?
I think as many as possible. Like, I think it needs to start in the education, in the schools, because I think that's really the letdown. If you think about how English is taught in how, like, the degree and the age at which it's taught from it's from a young age, I think, in places like Germany, Switzerland.
I mean, yeah, that makes sense. It's not like I've really encountered or tried to learn foreign languages since my GCSEs, since modern foreign languages. But I mean, I definitely got the highest possible grade in both of my, like, foreign languages, though one of them was Latin. So whether that really counts, but I could
talk
not
about whether
tell
that counts.
You anything. I could not tell you anything about
please
either language.
Please tell us more about your hypothetical language skills.
I don't have any. That's the thing.
It seems.
No, my hypothesis, and I believe most people would agree, was that the problem was the way that I was taught. Because I was taught in such a way that I could achieve that high grade, that didn't mean I had any language knowledge.
This is true. Sure. And this is partly the problem of, because English is so socio-culturally prolific, that yes, it is easier for non-native speakers of English to learn English, but, like, yeah, there's nothing stopping you from going and downloading Duolingo, reading, picking up some Latin texts every now and again. But I do agree that I forget I've been speaking French for, I don't know what, like, 19 years, and every time I go to speak it, it's a panic, and it's like back in the exam room, and it's not actual good skills, you know, it's just getting through exams. So I do agree with you.
I think this does kind of feed into, it's a bit of a segue, but I think it does feed back into the initial question, in that it shows how almost our educational system doesn't really value language learning. In that I think most people find it, like, ineffectual, But is the educational system right to not value education like highly enough? Like, it doesn't pump resources into it, and that's for a reason. It's because if, like, from the perspective of the government, if it pumps money into like the sciences, then economically speaking, it will probably produce more growth and development than if it puts the same amount of funding into languages. So is it like right to just not value it?
Yeah, I think the education fellas are like, I think they're right about this. Not because learning a language doesn't have benefit, but because you can say like all these Europeans have like knowledge of English or even multiple languages. And like that is like a genuine skill, but like at least from my experience, it's not that these people are necessarily smarter, it's that their attention has been more focused in certain things. So like what I'm saying is like when
You
in
think the focus on languages removes some focus on what you might consider more useful disciplines? Is that the way of putting it, or?
well no I mean from the English perspective, because no matter what you
Right.
say, English has won out, at least for now. And like there isn't any, like there's a reason that people are learning English, and that's because it's won. People don't really care about the long-term things. They just care about what gets them by, and that's kind of half the reason people don't care about languages. They're like, what benefit would it be if I learn German or whatever? By the way, I think there's amazing benefits. No, I've had like mad changes based on doing A-level Spanish, so like I'm not arguing it's pointless. I'm arguing why would people who don't care about much, which is most people, why would they care about that?
No, I think that's a very, like, that is a completely valid point. And I think, yeah, and I agree, even people, like the point that I was making, people who can don't speak English natively, but to a very high level, it's for the purposes. Yeah, it's not necessarily for personal enrichment, as I'm guessing we're agreeing is like a big, like, that is the value. Yeah.
Basically, like learning languages, and this is why it was cool for me, is it gets you to think more about the feeling or the essence of what you're trying to communicate instead of just the practicalities of how it works. And then that like really, it really gets you out of it. It's like, it's like being in like the jungle before, and now you're in like jungle two. No, I can't think of it. Out the jungle into the wherever's outside the jungle. That isn't
Yeah,
no good.
I completely agree. And yeah, sorry.
Jungle.
It's quite easy to take language for granted because it's something we learn pretty much immediately. But it is quite easily one of the most important developments of humankind ever. Like, that language is why we were able to develop actually like large scale society, which is what led to where we are today.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I'd like to get this out of the way. So there's two directions we can take this. The first is should all my friends learn a different language? And then there's that, like on a collective level. And then there's should you do it on an individual level? And I think the two very different questions. Which do you think is more interesting, Jamila?
I don't know. I think I always
As
lean
in,
more.
like, what do you want to focus on, like, for the next?
I mean, I guess I instinctively focused on the individual level, but it could be interesting to talk about it or more. I really don't know. What do you
Yeah,
mean by, like, what do you think? Yeah.
I think individual's more interesting because for me, like, the answer to should everyone learn is like obviously no, but I think there's a lot more. I don't know because there's different levels you can say no. The benefits are in terms of like thinking beyond your like regular scope. I don't think that's something that's like going to be even interesting to most people, but like how am I to know? What if it was so normalized that like everyone is able to think in like an objectively different way to how we think now, then maybe like the default things change. Maybe people are like, how could we have gone before being single language losers? But then you've got the
That's how the future
counterexample
will
of
look down on us. I
us.
am enjoying that in the future, our errors won't be climate change. Our errors won't be like our social issues. Our errors will be, oh, you know those people? They spoke only one language. It's disgusting.
Well, from an intellectual level, they're right. I wanna learn German when I have more free time, but
This is the other problem. It's time consuming.
yeah,
And it's not something you can learn like that. And it takes work and practice and
is that why you were like focusing on the schools as well? Because then that makes it less of a time commitment. It makes it more like a something that's happening anyway.
I think exactly. And to kind of Gabriel's earlier point about how the important, like, I think we underestimate the sheer importance of language, of how we communicate. You know, maths, I mean, we were made to do English to a certain level, rightly so. We were made to do maths to a certain level, rightly so. But I think the skills that you can gain through learning language aren't seen. But I think if it was, if that was, if languages were pushed more, I think, you it would there would be more of a general understanding.
Yeah, I think that's pretty valid. Let's see. I think in general we certainly the three of us, even if not everyone who's listening will, the three of us agree that there is value. But given that acceptance, I suppose there's a question of what should be done about it, because things have value, of course, but it's also their relative value. We've touched upon should it be more prioritized in education.
My perspective is like is that like when you hear about people who, from an early age spoke multiple languages, the instinct for me isn't like, oh, I wish that was me. It's more like, oh, they got lucky. It just feels like something that's happened. It doesn't, it's not like I particularly desired it. The question might be a bit different if we were like American and stuff, because isn't it like Spanish is like becoming like getting bigger in terms of the amount of speakers and stuff. So maybe if you change the dynamics a bit, then that would be like a more normal thing. But then using, unless we get something that like convinces people of like a higher purpose, then it's just going to be like a similar reason to like why other European countries learn languages.
Yeah, that's true. Like in America, motivating someone to learn Spanish is far more practical than in England, motivating someone to learn even French, even though that's like very nearby. Even still, like most people are like, well, I mean, am I going to get on the Eurostar? Maybe. But
Well, is
I
it?
could
Just
probably just not.
don't care, right?
No, there was a very much a geographical reason, and this goes back to the practical needs as opposed to the personal
Yeah,
desires. That's not the
rather
right
than
word.
personal fulfillment,
Fulfillment,
like
that's what personal fulfillment, yeah.
what should be done about it. Yeah, it means that you can't really answer the general question of what should be done. Like, what should be done everywhere for people to learn languages? It is quite a specific region to region question, unless you somehow want to allow all people to learn all languages, which isn't really viable.
I think that's a really good point.
I also don't think I've done enough justice to how much it like opens your worldview. It really is like a before and after kind of thing, and like combined with reading Wittgenstein, this is why I don't consider myself like remotely the same person I was when I was in high school. Like you, if anyone wants to be me, you literally can't be me without a language and
Having learned
stuff.
Spanish at A level. And I suppose it's like, as you put it earlier, Will, there are like learning different languages sort of almost gives you different forms of logic, different ways of thinking. And I think that's basically just an extension of learning generally different disciplines. Like if
Okay,
you
sure.
learn the sciences.
I do. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
Sorry. I definitely agree with that. Every discipline has its merits and benefits, but to your point of specifically communication, there is no purer, I want to say, way of refining that skill than learning a language.
Yeah, I still don't think you're like quite getting it, because you're using the specific word of like a new discipline, And I think, correct me if I'm wrong, Gabriel, I think you're thinking of like a new language as like a new discipline, a new set of like logical tools. Whereas it's like a discipline is still within the general context of science. It might radically change it, but it's still changing the science. Whereas like learning a new language is just like completely like flipping everything over.
Oh, I was rather than thinking like the distinction between biology and chemistry, I was more thinking like you learn science and the scientific method, you learn mathematics and like the logic therein, you might learn like humanities.
That's not how I think of it, but I don't want to discredit you, that's the thing, so I'll just move
That's
on for
fine.
now.
I mean, you two have both learned more language than I have, so everything I'm saying is from far more of a layman's perspective than you do.
No, I would. I do think, like, I do think you're right, though. I mean, everyone's going to have a
Sorry?
different perspective. I do think you're right.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Sorry, I thought you said you think you're right, though. And I'm like, well, I guess.
No, I think there is validity to your point there, definitely, especially for someone who, I mean, you have learned languages. This is the thing as well. People are like, oh, if I can't speak fluently in another language, and I don't speak it, I'm not a linguist. It's like, if you've learned another language at some point in life, yeah, you're a linguist, you can speak another language. Like, it might need a bit of practice, or whatever. And I think because it's such a scary, vulnerable, thing to practice, like,
Think of
it's very true,
Duolingo.
though. Sorry?
What do you think of Duolingo?
I use it. I have lots of problems with it, but I think it's a very useful tool. What do you think of it?
Okay, that's a fair perspective. No, because when I tried to use Duolingo, I felt that like I think it like touches into like how people think of languages because it doesn't like express how a language can't benefit. It's just showing like how to say things differently, and I think it can definitely be used as a tool, but people think that it's like the default thing about language, if that makes
Yeah,
sense.
no. Yeah.
I
No,
just thought it
I
was too
absolutely agree.
limiting.
No, I definitely agree. And yeah, so I
Oof.
use it now to kind of just top up my language skills, like top up Italian, top up French, and learn the basics of others. But I could not agree more that it cannot be like foundational for learning languages.
I think people should be more aware of that there's more to like I'd say like we need a YouTube revolution. That's someone can take that idea if they want, but that is something that I genuinely think would be. I think that's like quite a direct answer to this question. I think instead of like trying to force it, there should be like some kind of like intellectual like just cultural idea that like patronizes, glorifies the things that we've been speaking about languages being good for. I
Come on,
know this is
guys,
kind of
let's
off
make
topic to
learning
what we've been
language
saying.
cool. I'm surprised it's not
Today, we're going to
happened.
be learning German
I'm surprised
with
it's not.
lingua
I'm
franca.
surprised
No, it's like I
it's
had to
not
build up to
happened. Yeah, I know. I'm just, I'm just kidding.
What about like Spanish Bill Nye, you know, something like that?
I'm standing by lingua franca.
I'm surprised it's not happened yet. And also, just given how, if you think about like YouTube phenomenons, like traveling. Like how popular are like travel vlogs and people going on gap years or van life?
I could absolutely imagine like a long TikTok trend about like the benefits of learning a language that goes more into like the less mathematical or practical stuff.
Let's make it happen, guys. Let's do it.
I would like
And
to
this
be
podcast has been to represent and advertise Dad's new international branch.
which I'm not intelligent enough to think of a funny name for right now, so are you
Oof.
Gabriel?
Now,
You're the improv
oh
guy.
no, oh, you're putting me on the spot here. Oh, Dad's around the world, doesn't work.
Yes, it does.
Yes.
Yeah. You've got it.
There we go. I've struck gold. I think we can all agree, Dad's around the world. That's an incredible one. Our international tour.
Yeah, Dad's on tour. There we go.
Yeah, Dad's on tour.
have to do something at some point.
Absolutely.
Take care.
Okay. Where were we? We got very sidetracked.
Very different. We were complaining
It's
about.
because I said dads around the world, and then we've been sidetracked since then.
We were talking
Yeah, we.
about Duolingo and then starting a TikTok trend.
Yes, yeah, that was it. Yeah, what I think, yeah, what we established was that the way to do this, education, sure, it's important, but what we need is to utilize social media and pop culture in order to attain an educational and intellectual revolution that will allow the youth of today and the future to learn more languages and thus develop more as people.
With the overall intention of promoting and encouraging the podcast under the
Yeah.
guise of improving people, but we're actually improving them in a sneaky, malicious way that makes us on top,
Yeah.
right? Point I wanted to make. I've got 2 points I wanted to make, but
Oh,
I didn't
yes.
think we had enough time. One is so like as a mixed race person yourself, Gabriel. Have you personally had any interest in learning languages? Like before this?
That's a good point. Only sort of loosely, truth be told.
POV, we're on a date and I have something important to tell you.
Babe, I've got something important to tell you. The first episode of season 3 of Truth Be Told is now out. Yeah, the one with Ook. You've already listened to it? Wow.
Well, yes, it's unbelievable. That was our very first sponsor, Truth Be Told, the Other Durham podcast panel show where you and your friends go on and have a Would I Lie to You style bonanza. And we would like to thank them for sponsoring the podcast.
Like, I think it would be nice if I knew Hindi, especially since there are a few people I know in India who I cannot communicate with really, because they speak of like only a small amount of English and I speak no Hindi. And I do consider that to be like a lack. But it's fair to say that I've never felt motivated enough to actually put in that much work. Yeah, I've sort of been like, yes, it would be
I'm not.
nice, but more in the sense of it would have been nice if I'd learned Hindi from when I was a when I was very young. So I.
Yeah, exactly. It would have been nice, but it's not like you're staying up at night being like, oh, why couldn't I have been one of those?
But I think it's mostly the social context. Because I think probably people in a different country would have been more likely to learn a second language. I think it's part of the British context and the fact that as was put in the thesis, English is sort of the lingua franca. So it's just the motivation isn't really there.
And you're absolutely right. As soon as you try and force it.
Well.
Yeah. Other thing is, getting interested in language in general is like very important to like expand your worldview. Like I'm, like I really like poetry, for example, or like just reading in general. And like, I guess, I think poetry is kind of different to like just reading generally because like it's a very focused. It's people deliberately trying to create like a certain f feeling, and do you get what I'm trying to say, anyone at all?
Yes, I just don't have anything to add necessarily. Like
Okay.
you're arguing that people don't realize how transformative it is.
Yeah, people don't realize how much language can be used, even with your limited like choices in English. It also highlights how the limits of English as well, just reading poetry in general. Yeah.
I completely
It's
agree.
like an exercise in showing that like there is like objective new stuff in different. Yeah. Does anyone have any thoughts?
I mean, I like poetry, but I still don't think it's not the same as learning a different language. But
Yeah, neither do I.
I don't disagree that it's a kind of, yeah, it's a good
Language-like.
starting off point.
It's time for an appetizer for your most recent dose of German. Why not try poetry? The works of Blake
I thought the point you were
and
making was
Wordsworth.
reading poetry in another language, which is a whole other kettle of fish.
Yeah. If you want to go the extra mile, that's like,
Yeah.
Look, the appetizer is poetry in your own language. The main course is the language. And then dessert. Now that's poetry in another language.
Yeah, like I sometimes read like Baudelaire in French, and like it's exhausting, and like this isn't very relevant. I might cut this, but
I think it's an interesting one. I haven't really thought about it, and also yeah, so I'm very picky with poetry. I'm very
yeah, me too. I don't really like anything, to be honest.
It does feel like we're coming to something of a tailing of the sort of discussion. I think we've come to some conclusions, which is helpful.
Oh my gosh, Gabriel, that's exactly what I was looking to say. The way animals communicate and stuff, it's the same thing. You've got to like I saw the SeaWorld documentary Blackfish earlier this year, and like you got like animals who like have mad intelligence, and like my whale's wicked smart, but like, you know, it really, like, not just that thing, but like, let's say more basic communicate, like non-verbal communication in general might be something that people are more easily able to understand, that doesn't require the like hundreds of hours of language and stuff, but it makes you have a glimpse of like what it means.
That's sort of like mirror neurons in a way. Oh, huh, that was enough for the first podcast we released, wasn't it? Yeah. But yeah, that is, I mean, you see someone tense and you tense. You see someone smile, you kind of smile back automatically. Like,
I wasn't talking about copying at all, but yeah, thanks for the explanation. Yeah, but that's not what I was talking
some
about.
Some bits of body language too. So,
it's not about copying body language. Body language isn't just about copying. It's like, maybe this is just me, but then you think like, how are the animals communicating with each other? It's not just by copying each other. Maybe that's one way that it happens. But like it makes you realize that like communication isn't just as simple as, you know, like the boundaries or like the rules that we, you know, subconsciously just abide by and accept or whatever.
Oh, okay, I see your point. You're basically saying communication is varied and distinct, and there are a lot of different elements to it, but because we speak like a single language, English, there are certain limitations we impose sort of automatically because we don't speak another language and have that sort of increased perspective. So if you want to gain that increased perspective, ideally you learn another language, but even just examining sort of body language and the way animals communicate shows you that there are those distinctions. Is that what you were saying?
That could be like the boot camp, right?
Okay,
on our TikTok, we should show lots of images of animals.
You mean dad talk? Oh dear. Oh dear.
Purple Radio Podcasts. Thanks for downloading this Purple Radio podcast. For more great content and to listen live, head to purpleradio.co.uk.